And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
I'm not going to lie, I watched the World Series last night.
Hey, good for you. You've got a baseball show on the weekend. It's part of your job.
I'd watch it even if I didn't have a baseball show on the weekend. It's the World Series, man. It's the Fall Classic.
Yeah,
it's...
football and wrestling was on last night, so I watched a little bit of both of theirs.
I turned
it over to baseball for a second because I remembered it was on, and the score was, I don't know, it was like fourth inning, like 3-0. I was like, yeah, this thing's over. I'm going back to watching something more interesting for me.
For you is a good save. A baseball game can swing 4 runs in 1 swing. So there, in any game that is...
I'm aware of grand slams. I know, you know,
or how, as we call how, them how the on this show, works. Giant donks.
That's what you, until eventually you're told to stop.
It ain't happened yet.
Because he ain't heard it yet.
Come on. There's no way he ain't heard it yet.
He hasn't heard it yet. You strategically place that word in places where he hasn't heard it.
Freddie Freeman! With a gigantic dong last night. Went, yeah, 3 games, 3 dongs for Freddie Freeman, who is a machine. Atlanta Braves legend, Freddie Freeman. I sometimes your team does something that you get mad at them for it. Like, or your wife or your dog or your kids or whatever. But like your team, right? Like they do something and you're like, I love you. But I'm real, real upset with you right now. Watching Freddie Freeman do Freddie Freeman things, going out there, and he's good now. But Freddie Freeman has played a solid chunk of this postseason on one wheel, on a bad ankle. And he's doing this. 3-0 are the Dodgers. 3 dongs for Freddie Freeman. The guy's playing lights out baseball right now. And it kind of frustrates me a little bit that this cat wanted to be a career Atlanta Brave, and I still to this day don't know why that happened. Like, I get the premise that you were trying to go younger. I get the premise that you were trying to build like a good young core that you were going to be able to keep together for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years. But You let a cat who had been playing this caliber baseball for you for what was it, a dozen years? 12 years he'd been playing this level of baseball. And you let him walk because you didn't want to pay the guy. So he goes to LA, and all he's done is brought them to and is now clubbing them through a World Series. It is frankly mind-numbing to me. To be sat on the couch last night in the bro cave watching World Series baseball. Here comes fabulous Freddie Freeman for AB number 1 in the first inning of the 3rd game of the World Series. To see him club another one. Another one. And realize, ain't no reason, ain't nan none reason, that guy's not still an Atlanta Brave. And again, I know you had the opportunity to go get Matt Olson out of Oakland, and Matt Olson had a year where he was an absolute stud. This year got real, real sideways for him. Just couldn't see the baseball like he did the year before. And if you had to replace Freddie Freeman, Matt Olson, pretty good choice to do it with. But see, the thing is, and I've gotten into this with a Braves fan a couple of times, where I said, well, I mean, or they said, you know, if you had to replace Freddie Freeman, Matt Olson's a pretty good guy to do it with. And I said, you're not wrong, except here's the problem. You didn't have to replace Freddie Freeman. Freddie did not make it a secret that he wanted to be a career Bravo. He wanted to be in the ATL, yeah, for his whole career. And y'all couldn't pull that off? Y'all couldn't make that happen? Why? Why?
Well, we'd have to pay him.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Dodgers are paying him in I'm not going to lie. It looks like, though I am no baseball expert, kind of looks like it's working out for them. Man's on a bad wheel, still out there clubbing, hacking, swanging. I don't know what to say. Alex Anthopoulos, I said back in 2021, GM of the decade. The moves that guy made in the run-up to that World Series, the moves he's made since, have almost exclusively been good. And it is, this might be the best illustration, at least in the world of sports. This might be the best illustration in the world of sports of getting it wrong once carries a lot more weight than getting it right 95% of the time, right? Like, getting it wrong once sticks. It's unfortunate but true. I have said for many years, kind of as a joke, but not exclusively as a joke, that one of the things that I advise people, and again, it's gonna sound like a joke partially because it is, but one of the things that I advise specifically young people when given the opportunity is to make sure that you are monetizing everything that you do. Monetize everything that you do and make sure you are tracking what you do and you are getting paid appropriately for it. Because once you do a thing a couple times, once you do a couple of times, something a couple of times, that becomes a part of people's expectations for you, right? So that time, that nice time that somebody says, hey, can you knock this thing out for me? And you go, sure thing, no worries. And then you do that thing. And then maybe a couple weeks later, they come and go, hey, remember that time you did that thing for me? I really appreciated it. I hate to ask, but could you do it again? And you say, yeah, sure, no problem. I'll do it again. Do you know what happens the third time? The third time, you just get told to do it. Do that thing. Do that thing now. Wait, that's not part of my job. Yeah, it is. You made it part of your job because you keep doing the thing. Do your thing. Do that thing. The reason I do that is because what you do becomes expectation. And the more expectations you have, the more your mistakes start to stand out. This is why Alex Anthopoulos, and I even acknowledge that I'm the one doing it in this case. That's why this man brought a, frankly, unexpected World Series to the Atlanta Braves in 2021. I mean, unexpected World Series to the Braves in 2021. And had to navigate a minefield during the trade deadline to do it. Had to balance a ton of personalities within that locker room of all different backgrounds to make that roster World Series caliber. It was a World Series that to this day, I have gone back and watched replays of Game 6 when Jorge Soler sent a ball out to Jupiter and loved it. Because I genuinely did not think I'd ever see the Braves win another World Series. And they did. And Alex Anthopoulos deserves his flowers for getting them there. But, since then, things ain't gone great. And yes, I kind of hold a bit of a grudge about the Freddie Freeman thing, because for all that Antho got right leading up to that World Series, putting together some pretty good teams since then. Remember, the Atlanta Braves this year were expected to win 103 games. Derailed by injury, sure. But I would also point out that, and this was this got brought up in I think Game 2 of the World Series. We have been saying all year long, oh, derailed by injuries. The Braves derailed by injuries. You know who the most injured team is? The team that missed the most games out of opening day starters due to injury? You know what team it was? The LA Dodgers. And yet, here they are. One win away from a World Series championship that I'm at this point just convinced they're going to sweep the Yankees in for. This is going to go from a World Series that was maybe the most anticipated in a couple of decades, to be honest with you, to maybe the most anticlimactic World Series in history, maybe. This was set up to be a seven-game banger. This was set up to give us seven games of after. But that's not what we got. Instead, we're sitting on the verge of a sweeping game four, and I'm going to keep it a buck. There's one way for the Yankees to not get swept, and that is hope that in the inevitable bullpen game that is game four for the Dodgers, somebody screws up. Somebody just has the worst inning in World Series history. The Yankees can take advantage and fight their way back into this one. I'm not banking on it. So it should have been a seven-game banger between two titans. Instead, it's going to be a four-game sweep by one team. The most injured team in baseball, the team that lost more games to injury out of opening day starters than any other team in the league, is a game away from the World Series. And this is why when I sat last night and I watched this football contest, and I watched Freddie Freeman hit another one. Three games, three dingers, including a grand slam, the most gigantic of dongs back in game one. I'm a little frustrated. I'm a little frustrated as a Braves fan. I'm a little frustrated as an Atlanta fan. Because there is no reason that guy should be in Los Angeles right now. He didn't want to be anywhere but Atlanta. You could have kept him in Atlanta. And all you had to do was come up with a little bit of money. Like I said, I think the blow was softened by the fact that his replacement, Matt Olson, came in and had a year where he led the league in home runs and ribbies. So what? What's that accomplished for you? He had one really good year. Did the Braves win the World Series that year? No. They lost to the Phillies again, second time in a row in the divisional round. Two in a row they did that since Freddie Freeman left. Now, I'm not saying that Freddie Freeman would have fixed it, that Freddie Freeman would have had this team elevated beyond the Phillies in the divisional round, but he's got three home runs in three World Series games. And the Dodgers are on the verge of a sweep, and a large part of it is because of fabulous fact. Not even because of. It is straight up because of. Game one, Freddie goes yad with the bases juiced to win the game, to walk off the game. Last night, opening frame, Freddie Freeman hits another two-run jack, puts the Dodgers up 2-0, effectively removes the Yankees fans from the equation. That place, despite an embarrassing pregame concert from Fat Joe, that was supposed... I don't know if you caught this. Game two out in L.A., the Dodgers brought out Ice Cube. Had Ice Cube do a pregame on-field concert, and it was.
I'm glad you elaborated, because when you said ice, of course everyone thought Vanilla Ice, and
yes, yeah. You know the Dodgers, Los Angeles, California, the land of cool, brought out Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby.
Hey, Rob, where's Vanilla Ice from?
I have no idea. I'm pretty sure Jacksonville. In fact, I'm just gonna say Jacksonville. Man, you're gonna make me look this up. I swear to you, if it's Jacksonville, I'm going to lose my mind. Dallas, checks out. Born in Dallas, raised there, and apparently as an older kid, moved to Miami. Not the point. They brought out Ice Cube, who did a dope on-the-field concert before the game, game two. New York countered last night with Fat Joe, who clearly could not hear the music because he was like a full half a second off. And I got news for you. If your lyrics are a half second off at a hip-hop song, it goes real bad. Then my man's walking around on the pitching mound. No, don't do that, Joe. That's not where you go, Joe. Not in Tim's. No, Joe. It was not good. Deck and I were texting back and forth. I'm like, yo, Dodgers 3-0 tonight. Not a joke. And they were, because of Freddie, who should be in Atlanta. This is not what I plan on talking about here, but... How do I not?
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.